a meeting with our new city manager. Do I hear a motion to approve the minutes?
So moved.
It's been moved. Do I hear a second?
Second.
It's been seconded. Is there any discussion? Hearing none? No, I already corrected it. Okay. Yeah, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions?
I abstain.
Communications for information. Coordinator, please.
We received a request for an appeal from Michael Bailey on August 18th. A written response from Chair Summers was mailed to Mr. Bailey on August 30th, denying this request.
Actions on matters still pending, new business. If the city is here, and Mr. Dillard? This is a request for, is it an appeal or a complaint? I thought it was a, okay, this is a jurisdictional hearing on the matter of Mr. Dillard, and we're going to hear from the city first, please.
Yes, thank you. Good evening, Chair Summers and members of the Civil Service Board. I'm Cheryl Comer, Deputy City Attorney, and this is the city's objection to the board accepting jurisdiction on Mr. Dillard's complaint. It's not an appeal. The complaint involves a subject matter that we refer to as a setup process. So this is when employees receive an opportunity for a temporary promotional upgrade to fill a need within a work group. The setup process in this particular case was particularly negotiated with Mr. Dillard's union representative, Teamsters Local 117. The city and Teamsters entered into negotiations over this particular issue of how they would resolve situations where there was a tie in seniority between potential people who could move into the upgraded position. A letter of understanding was drafted and is ready to be voted upon. So at this point, Mr. Dillard's avenue for objection to what has been properly negotiated would be to his union representative for Teamsters, not the Civil Service Board. This is a matter that clearly involves collective bargaining. It's not addressed in the personnel rules at all. And this is a good example of the city working with the union partners to come up with an agreeable compromise on how to handle situations that weren't specifically addressed in a collective bargaining agreement, but it will be included as a letter of understanding if it passes the union vote. Again, the Civil Service Board doesn't have authority under the code, and the code does specifically say that the board will not consider complaints of matters that must be or have been adjudicated under the terms of an existing and applicable collective bargaining agreement. So if there was any type of dispute over this process, then the avenue would be through a grievance procedure as outlined in the collective bargaining agreement. So the city asks that the board decline to exercise jurisdiction over this complaint. Thank you.
Madam Chair. I don't know if the board needs to take any action here because this is a matter that we cannot hear because it's a collective bargaining issue. Would you like I don't know that we need a motion.
At this time, I would like to hear from Mr. Diller before we move forward.
Thank you.
And then we will proceed.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Madam Chair.
Mr. Dillard. Oh. If you'll push your button and speak.
Thank you. The collective bargaining agreement does not address it. The current collective bargaining agreement does not address this issue. The entry into negotiations with our contract, or with our union, did not occur until after I brought the complaint up to Mr. Bailey. And then they went, before he gave me an answer to my complaint, He went behind my back, went to our union, and started negotiating. And this was brought up to his attention after I found out from our business agent that it was under negotiations. So the complaint was filed prior to any agreement with our union. And so with that, it needs to be addressed by the Civil Service Board, not with our collective bargaining agreement. Secondly, the temporary upgrade is listed as in the municipal code, being addressed in the municipal code. It's section 1.24.103, 1.24.165, 1.68, 1.69, 1.70, and 2.10.270, which is your duties, 1.24.560, and 1.24.600. So there's several areas within the municipal code that do address this exact issue. And without discussing that, you know, without discussing that amongst yourselves and the panel, then I think you're doing a disservice to the municipal code.
Thank you. Board Member Hansen?
I'd like to ask counsel for the city. I was reading the materials, and I wasn't quite sure of what the difference would be between the temporary promotion, and at what point would the temporary promotion to a temporary position, I'm assuming, at what point would that become permanent such that the personnel rules would apply to the permanent position?
Yeah, that is a completely different situation, and that is when the personnel rules would apply. So if there is an opening, so someone leaves a position, there's an opening that needs to be filled, then human resources would be involved in the formal process following the municipal code in terms of establishing an eligibility list. And those are primarily the sections that Mr. Dillard is pointing to in the code as to how we administer promotional examinations when there's an open position. This particular issue, of course, is different. This is when there's not an open position, but it's rather someone is gone for a couple of days, a week or so, and someone needs to fill a very temporary need. So that's what we refer to as a temporary setup or temporary promotional upgrade.
Okay, thank you.
Board Member Sexton, and will you please turn off your mics if you're not using them? That way the mics from the people speaking to us are clearer. Thank you.
Like I always do.
Correct.
Madam Chair, the deciding fact here is that it's being negotiated, and we need to treat this just like we do in any other time when the city is negotiating with the union. We need to drop it like a hot potato. We can't go there. We have no business here.
Any other comments from board members? Do we need to go into executive session?
Madam Chair?
Board Member Sexton?
I don't know that we need to take any action here, but if you'd like a motion, do...
Madam Chair?
Yes, Board Member Heller?
I would like to move to deny the request to put this complaint before the board due to the fact that the board does not have jurisdiction in this matter.
Yeah.
Second. And I heard a second. Is there further discussion from the board members?
Hearing, that's all we can do.
Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Any abstentions?
Thank you.
Thank you both for coming.
Thank you.
Considerations of matters set for public hearing?
None this evening.
Civil Service Coordinator Report?
None this evening.
Human Resource Director Report and Request.
Good evening, Chair Summers and members of the Civil Service Board. I am reporting tonight on two list extensions, a list abolishment approved by the Director of Human Resources, Gary Buchanan, and two requests for your actions or your action. The details of each request are in your packet. The first request for extension is for a wastewater treatment plant senior operator. We're requesting, this is something that our Director of Human Resources has already approved. We put in place a two-month extension. There were four employees on the original list, three of which were City of Tacoma residents. Two employees were hired, and two of those employees were City of Tacoma residents. The purpose of this request was to continue to use the setup list previously established until a new recruitment is completed. The second list extension that was approved was for our administrative assistant position. We approved a nine-month extension. There were 297 on the original list, 108 of which were residents of the City of Tacoma. 11 were hired from the list, 3 were City of Tacoma residents. We recently surveyed the remaining applicants in our pool, and over 60% of them asked to remain on the list, and we've determined that the pool is still diverse and well-qualified and is still a functional list, so we're keeping it in place. And then finally, a request to abolish a list for our HVAC mechanic. The list was established on March 16, 2017. There were 6 people on the original list. 3 were City of Tacoma residents. We didn't hire anyone from the list because we had sort of an unfortunate series of events with declined job offers, some that didn't show for interviews, and non-responses. So since we've exhausted this list, we've determined it should be abolished. Do you have any questions on that part?
Program, HVAC mechanic. Let me tell you, my question is going to seem odd to you. I'm a journeyman plumber, and can you explain to me how the term journey level is used here?
I can't technically, given my newness in the position, but I can get back to you with that information.
Yeah. Okay. So my question would be, in the training, it's an equivalent combination to graduation from high school, supplemented by training in mechanical and electrical work, and 1 year's journey level experience in mechanical maintenance work. To me, my understanding, HVAC journey level people, through an apprenticeship program is 5 years. But regardless of that, the specialty electrical license is 2 years, and that's 2 years trainee under a journeyman. And so, I'm just wondering what all of this means. I have no idea what any of this means.
Why don't you let me look into that, and I'll get back to you.
Thank you very much.
Good question.
Thank you.
Are there other questions from board members?
Okay, the next two items I have require your actions. They are requests for waivers of a competitive examination. The first one will be presented by Audrey Hornbuckle.
Good evening, Chair Summers, board members Hansen, Sexton, Heller, and Andrews. I'm Audrey Hornbuckle, Human Resources Analyst with the City of Tacoma, and I thank you for allowing us the opportunity to make a presentation to request a waiver of competitive examination to place Vladimir Karatsupa, an engineering tech 2, currently serving as a project engineering tech 3, into the position on a permanent basis. Mr. Karatsupa was originally hired as an engineering tech 2 through a competitive selection process back in April of 2015. He was on the eligible list and was subsequently hired into that position and was later part of the competitive selection process for engineering tech 3. He applied for that position, was on the eligible list for that as well in rank number 1, and was subsequently hired into a vacant project position. We are here this evening to report on the change in business needs that the department would wish to change his status from project to permanent. The eligible list for Engineering Tech 3 has since expired in March of 2017, and thus that necessitates our request for a waiver of a competitive examination. With me this evening is Carrie Presson, a principal engineer for the Environmental Services Department. She is Mr. Karatsupa's supervisor, and she's going to discuss the business needs of the department and Mr. Karatsupa's specific qualifications that require us to request this waiver. Thank you very much for hearing our request.
Good evening, Chair Summers and members of the board. As Audrey said, I'm Carrie Prusin. I'm Vladimir's supervisor. Our department is responsible for the management of the wastewater, surface water, and the solid waste utilities. And that includes the maintenance and operation of 2 wastewater treatment plants, 48 pump stations, 1,200 miles of sewer pipes, and our solid waste handling and transfer facilities. And in order to be fiscally responsible in the management of all of our facilities and meet all of our environmental permitting requirements, it's critical that we have up-to-date records of all of our facilities. But over time and throughout the decades that we've had our central treatment plant, our central wastewater treatment plant in use, our records have become pretty severely outdated. So Vladimir was hired into a project with another team of individuals to come up with a record of our facility. They're building a 3-dimensional business information model of our facility, which will have intelligent links to all of, say, like a pump information or valve information. So he works in some pretty sophisticated software in building this 3D model. There aren't many people experienced in the use of this software. And so he's working on this project. It'll take several years for us to build it. And then once it's built, we'll have ongoing needs to maintain it over time as we make changes to the treatment plant. So it's really an ongoing effort. Vladimir has 11 years of technician experience that he brings to the city prior to working with us on the private side. He has an Associate of Applied Science degree in drafting and design, and he's also a certified professional user of AutoCAD and Revit, which are softwares that we're using for this project. He not only has learned the software and has become really proficient in it, but he's also taken the initiative to really get involved in our scanning program where we do a laser scanning of the plant, and we use that data to build the model from. He's coordinated getting that program up and running, and he's also taken the initiative in this fairly complex project. We don't know very many people in our industry that are working on it, but he's taken the initiative to reach out and find other people who are doing this kind of work, and recently was able to visit Denver Metro and really get some insight into, they're doing the same thing we are, and get some insight and learn a lot about how they're running their program, and brought back a lot of tips and tricks that we can help to make us more efficient in our project. So he's a good hard worker. He has a very good work ethic. He's definitely a value to the city of Tacoma, and we'd like to keep him permanently. So I appreciate your consideration. And Vladimir is here tonight, too, if you have any questions for either of us. So, thank you.
Thank you. Are there any comments from Board Member Sexton?
Madam Chair, I move that we grant the city's request for a waiver of competitive examination for Vladimir Karasupa, Engineering Technician 3. Hope I said that right.
Do I hear? I hear a second.
Second.
Are there any questions from board members?
I have a question.
Board Member Heller.
So I see that this is a request for waiver of competitive examination. I don't see a request for a waiver of residency, so my assumption is he's a city resident. We still waive that? Okay.
Yeah. Just to clarify, that's still been waived indefinitely by the board. Right now, I don't think the board's requiring residency waivers anymore. That board's previous actions were still the... That's
okay.
My understanding.
I saw one, but not the other.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. Thank you.
Thank you.
Are there any other questions? Would you like to say a few words to the board?
Yes, I would.
You can come up to the podium.
Good evening, Chair
You're
Summers.
You're going to have to hit the green button, I think.
No, I don't think so.
Hit something?
It's on.
Just speak.
Thank you. Good evening,
pardon.
Chair Summers and all the members. The board members, I thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to work for the city of Tacoma, to be a good steward of the citizens, and I greatly appreciate it, and I look forward to long years, happy long years, you know, with working with the city and being of a big help and bring success to the city and to the citizens of it. So thank you very much.
Our next request for a waiver of competitive examination will be presented by Lynn Stair, Human Resources Analyst.
Good evening, Chair Summers and members of the board. We're here requesting a non-competitive or waiver of competitive exam for Linda Hanlon, who is an engineering tech 2 in the information technology department here at the city. Ms. Hanlon was hired at the city in 1991 into a project position in GIS mapping with the responsibility of mapping the city. In 2008, that position, which was housed in Public Works, moved to the information technology department, where she has worked ever since, and that work has continued to come in, but has morphed over time so that it's really not a project anymore, but it is more of ongoing work that the city is providing. There is a current eligible list for this classification that was done in March, but it was directed mainly towards positions that were in Public Works and Environmental Services and Tacoma Public Utilities, and not included any, as this is the only engineering tech 2 position in the information technology department. Ms. Hanlon is not on this list. That's why we are here requesting the waiver. Okay. This is Sanjay Chopra, who is Ms. Hanlon's supervisor, who can speak to her work over the last 26 years with the city. Also like to note that she is a Tacoma resident. So go ahead, Sanjay.
Yeah. Good morning, board members. Good evening, board members. I just want to give you a brief history. So I joined city last year, and I came in and started managing the GIS work, and I get to know Linda, and she's being a very good employee from last 25 years, and I found out that she's a project employee, and she's been doing a project work, and I was a little surprised that how can a temporary project work can last for 2 decades, right? So that's how this process started. I started investigating what's happening and what has done. I think it's just that her position was moved to IT department, and then there was turnover in my position as well. There were 2 turnovers, and then it's just kind of like fall through some you know, cracks. So we just decided to make sure, oh, we talk to the departments that she's being serving. She maps the legal documents to our GMAP application, which gives the legal document access to citizens and other departments electronically. And that's an ongoing work. And we are expecting to be continue providing that services next coming years. Thank you.
And it's Ms. Hamlin here. Would you like to say a few words, please?
I'm not used to this.
And I also wondered how you guys could keep her for 26 years as a project worker. I was amazed. So you must be very dedicated.
I just kind of just kept coming to work. Yeah, I was surprised too. I kept thinking it would change over time and kind of waited and just liked what I did, so I just didn't. I just kept coming, so I'm really surprised today. I'm grateful that Sanjay brought it to this level because, like he said, lots of turnovers, lots of different supervisors in a very short span, and everyone said, "Oh, we got to change that," and then it fell through the cracks. So this is kind of shocking to me. It's like, wow, 26, almost 27 years. So I'm surprised it even got here, actually. Thank you.
Well, I thank you so much, and I'm so glad you kept coming back. It's wonderful. Do I hear a motion?
Madam Chair.
Board Member Sexton.
Gosh, this is long, long overdue, but I would like to for us to grant the city's request for a waiver of competitive examination for Linda Hamlin, Engineering Technician 2.
Second. It's been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion from board members? Again, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
I know. She'll be retired before she's hired. all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Thank you. Thank you all for the wonderful presentations, and thank you for staying on top of it, because she needed to be picked out of those cracks. Are there any comments by the public? Any comments by board members? Hearing none, do I hear a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
It's been moved, seconded. We are done. Thank you.
So you'll have your whole together.